At this refugee center in Warsaw, Victoria flicks past photos on her phone of her family's home in Mariupol, or what was left of it the day she got out of the city. Much has changed in nearly 2 months of war, and not much is left of her city.
We cry. We all have the feeling that we've no home. We've no idea where to go, what to do, where to run. It's very scary.
More than half of Ukrainian refugees are in Poland, and the government is figuring out how to accommodate even more. But officials wonder when the system will break.
We see the escalation in southern and eastern Ukraine, and there are 7 million Ukrainians already displaced in Ukraine. So, of course, that poses a problem. What if another wave comes? And here we need international and European solutions. We need a system in place, because otherwise it will be very, very difficult to absorb more refugees.
It's hard to describe the enormity of the situation. A man-made catastrophe for the Ukrainian people, or to grasp the heartache felt by the women and children who've had to say goodbye to husbands and fathers.
We left Dad in Kyiv. And Dad will be selling things and helping our heroes, our army. He might even fight.
We've seen a quarter of Ukraine's population, more than 12 million people in total, including around 5 million refugees, but also about 7.1 million people inside the country have been forced to flee their homes. So this is a staggering amount of people that are have had to leave their homes, their possessions, in some cases family members behind. So millions of families and millions of lives have been shattered and their lives have been torn apart by this war.
With each new arrival, a tale of survival from what's become the fastest displacement crisis in Europe since the Second World War. Andrew Chappell, Al Jazeera.